Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio. Here we go. Yes. Start as you mean to. What's the phrase? Start. Let's forget that. Okay, right. Good evening, dear listener. Late Night Alternative. Ian Lee is back. Catherine Boyle is there.
Whoops.
Well done. We've got Amy on the phones. 03 44 499 1000 is the telephone number. Here's the thing, right? New listeners, every single day, once they realise what a car crash LBC has become. Is it too shouty for you? Tough. Once they realise what a car crash LBC has become, we're just getting more and more listeners all the time. In fact, we're getting too many listeners. We may have to stop that at some point. But if you're waiting for a question, if you're waiting for the topic, if you're waiting for the things, what's it about tonight so I can pick up the telephone and call in? There is no thing. There's no thing. And if you put those two together, you get the word nothing. So there is nothing. At the moment, after 11, there will be. We're going to talk about sexual predators in art. But before that, there's no thing, there's nothing. So you are welcome to call in about absolutely anything you want. And the phone number is very, very simple. It's free for the majority of you. It may cost you pennies if you've got a lousy package. But don't worry, because you'll speak to Amy. She takes your name and number. Doesn't ask what you're calling in about. Takes your name and number and calls you straight back and puts you on the radio. This call is on us, dear listener. 03 44 499 1000. 03 44 499 1000. That's the phone number. Why don't you try it? See if it works, you slackers. Thank you to almost everybody who came to see Catherine and myself in Brighton at the weekend. Great show. Filthy show. Very blue. Lot of adult material. A lot of jokes for the dads. And thank you to almost everybody that came. I say almost everybody. There were quite a few people who came late because there was a football match on. Some of them came late because of a football match. Some came late because they'd just been drinking in another bar.
But fortunately, they came in quietly and they didn't make a big show of themselves all the way through.
Here's the thing. If you come into a show late, right, first of all, don't just sit there giving me skunk eye all night, as one young lady did. And then secondly, don't sit in the front row, not laughing, talking to the person you've come in late with. And at the end, then during the interval, dump your bags in the corner on what we laughingly called the stage, but it was the performance area. So then at the end of the show, when we've said to people, hey, if you want to come and get a photograph, you can, before we pack everything up. So you then wander onto the stage and I say, oh, do you want a photo? No, I'm not that desperate. That's rude. That's ill-mannered. And we've got your 14 quid and I'm tempted to give it back. I don't want that 14 quid. I've spent it, actually, so you can't have it back. But that was rude. That was ill-mannered of her, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right. We can, some of you like to have your hands held as we do these radio shows and like to be suggested topics. Although when I listened to Catherine last week throwing out gold topics, Catherine,
gold after gold.
None of these screwballs went for them, and that's fine. That's 3 years of education. And by the way, welcome to season 4 of the Late Night Alternative. That's right, guys. I just got another 12-month contract. So everybody who said I wasn't going to last 20 minutes, in your face. Catherine's contract is only 2 months long. That's for her to deal with. That's absolutely nish nada nero to do with me. Nothing to do with me whatsoever. 03444991000 is the telephone number. So you can talk about rudeness in theatres, rudeness at live events, a-holes, and being late for events. There you go. There are 4 topics we've just thrown out just like that. And do you know what? None of you will pick them up and none of you will run with them. Ah, rude guests. Did you hear Bob Mills last night?
No.
It was good. It was a weird show, right? His first guest didn't turn up. So the first hour was just Bob Mills talking, which I could listen to because I love it. Sometimes I kind of prefer it. So the first guest on Bob Mills, Sunday night, 7 to 10. It's a great listen. Didn't turn up. So he had nothing for the first... They phoned him up, apparently, and said, oh, I've just missed my train. Can I come in next week? And Bob, or the producer, went, it don't really work like that. We kind of fall next week and we were kind of banking on you not missing your train and coming in for the first hour so you could promote your book. So that was weird. And then in the last 45 minutes, did anyone else hear this? In the last 45 minutes, he had Angus Deighton on.
Okay.
My God, what a miserable man.
Oh, really?
What a really grumpy, I'm going to say it, slightly rude interview.
You'd think after what he's been through, he'd be grateful for a bit of positivity.
Yeah. And what was interesting was Bob was obviously kept hinting at that. You know, the coconut hookers. Kept hinting at that's kind of sort of where he wanted to go. And Angus was having none of it. Fair play. And that's fair enough. It's fair enough. But if I'd have had the 35 minutes of being shut down. And by the way, if you heard it, dear listener, have I got this wrong? Because I fell asleep, then I woke up and heard it. So maybe I got it wrong. But I heard Angus Deighton being rude, right? And if after 35 minutes of being shut down, being, you know, given the kind of squirm, I'd have gone, all right, Angus, OK. So this cocaine and hookers thing, let's talk about that.
Yeah, Angus, what's to lose?
What's to lose? I mean, he walks out, you got a better interview than the first 35 minutes. I thought he was rude. I thought he was really rude. It was a really... I could hear Bob. I think they know each other a little bit.
Right.
I don't know if he was doing a thing, but I could really hear Bob scrabbling for material. That's not like Bob Mills at all.
The deal is this: do the interview, don't do the interview, but don't come in and do it begrudgingly.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. I don't know if you heard it, dear listener. Maybe have a listen tomorrow if you get the chance. I think you've got more important things to do. It's Easter holiday for crying out loud. But if you heard it, dear listener, am I right? 03444991000. And then I fell asleep again, and then I woke up during Howard Hughes' show, 10 till 1, Sunday night, The Unexplained. And he had, I'm not swearing anymore on air, I'm trying not to swear anymore on air. So he had a ball shiner on. He had a guy, an American guy, talking about remote viewing, where you lie in a bed, stay there, and you're going to be the first cab off the rank in a minute. You have you lie on your bed, and you can see stuff around the world, right? And this guy would explain it. And Howard has this strange thing he does. Well, when someone's explained something, he goes, "Oh, I get it. You mean like..." And then he kind of does a different explanation, right? And every time he did it, the guy would go, No, Howard, I think you've misunderstood. Let me try and simplify it for you. Okay, have you seen the movie The Matrix? Right. This is his simplification.
That's
of
simplifying it.
This is his simplification of remote viewing.
Wow.
Have you seen the movie The Matrix? Well, you know when all the information gets downloaded on the screen and it goes very, very quickly? Well, it's like that. Ah, I get it. So it's what... No, Harold, you're not quite getting it. And bear it in mind, this guy was talking out of his butt, just making stuff up. Because here's the thing, dear listener, remote viewing isn't real. It's not real. And then he's going... So Harold's going, have you got any evidence that this works? Well, yes, I do. You remember Gulf War II, when Saddam Hussein was in hiding? Well, I was teaching a remote viewing class, and some members of the CIA came up to me during the break and said, can you help us find Saddam Hussein? And I said, sure. And I could see, I saw Saddam Hussein hiding in a dark place with another guy. And a few days later, he was found hiding in a dark place with another guy.
That's a fairly safe guess, though, isn't it?
It was outrageous.
Wow.
And this guy got an hour of radio. Hear those radios switching off because it's gone all shouty again. Tough, that's the act. It'll go quiet in a bit. Deal with it. I haven't been on air for a week. I'm excited. Oh, Kath. Yeah, I heard. Oh, Kath, I like talking to you because at least we can get a word in edgeways. You suckers. I like listening to you, Kath, because it's not so shouty. I guess stuff, you screwbags. 03444991000 is the telephone number. This is the Late Night Alternative. I am Ian Lee. Catherine Boyle is here. You can phone up about absolutely anything you want. But so far we've got rudeness at shows, rocking up late, rude guests, there's a rude vibe going on, and remote viewing. There are four perfectly good topics for you. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
You can give us a call about anything. After 11, we're going to do something a little bit different. I have had the contract renewed for... Well, I had a weird contract, right? The contract was renewed when I was in the jungle. So December 2017, one of the first phone calls I got. Well, the first phone call was to kids, second phone call was to you, Boyle, third phone call was to my agent. Something like that. It was some order like that. And he said, we've got a 2-year contract at Talk Radio because I'd done the jungle. He said, but there is a week, the last week of March, where they can terminate the contract without any penalty. Right, so that was the last week of March. I didn't terminate the contracts. I got another year. So the late night alternative is here for another year. And me and Catherine, when we were driving to and from Brighton, the show in Brighton on Saturday, thank you to everyone who came. We got the shows are selling out. Something's happened. Glasgow sold out. The first Manchester show has sold out. London in June has almost sold out. Belfast is doing very well. IanLee.com/event. IanLee.com/event. But so me and Catherine had a chat, right, about the show. And the show, I'm so proud of the show. And listening to the show last week, it's the first time I've listened as a listener as it's gone out live. There's a big difference from listening to the podcast or listening to the best of.
But even the sound quality is different. Because
it sounds like a proper radio.
Yeah, show. You use these microphones and sometimes you're talking to the listener or talking to a caller.
Yeah.
And everyone's talking at the same time and you think, can they actually hear what I just said? Yes.
These headphones
crystal
make it,
clear.
These headphones make it sound crap. I was listening on my phone. It sounded like a proper radio show.
Not crazy.
But I listened and there were a few things I thought, not in anything to do with Catherine's performance, au contraire. But there were a few things I thought, okay, well, we've been doing that for a while and I think I'd like to maybe just change that and shift that around there and do that. So me and Kath have had I'm here for another year. Hopefully I'm here for another 20 years. Hopefully we're both here for another 20 years. I would happily, this is my favourite job I've ever had. I would happily, you know, grow old and die here. This is a bit, but, you know, we have decided to treat the next 12 months as though it were the last 12 months of the gig, as though we knew we had 12 months left here. And so we are going to pull out every single flipping stop that we can. We're going to raise our game. The last 3 months have been weird with me talking about sex stuff and the car crash and the divorce. I would say since the end of December up until last week, it's been weird and it's been dark for me on a personal level. And I think that can't help but come across in the show. And also when you've been doing a gig for 3 years, you kind of get a little bit comfortable. You know, you get a little bit, you stop, you know, putting on your fancy clothes and your fancy makeup and stop brushing your hair and you get a little bit comfortable with it. And maybe I have not been doing my best. So, We have decided we're going to treat the next 12 months as though they are the last of the late night alternative. Fingers crossed they won't be. We are going to pull out all of the stops. We're going to shake a few things around. We're going to do a few new things. We're going to get some bits of it going to be experimental. There's going to be bits of it, guys. I hate to tell you this. There's going to be bits of it that you won't actually like. Because you'll go, well, that didn't work. I'm prepared to fail in a hugely public spectacular way. We haven't failed enough recently, Catherine. We've had a few failures. We haven't failed enough. So I really want to try stuff. I want to do stuff. I want to try some new things. And if they fail, brilliant. I don't want them to fail, but if they fail, brilliant. We embrace that and we learn. And one of the things that we're going to do is after 11, we're going to play a thing that me and Catherine recorded a couple of years ago, and we tried to sell it to Radio 4 and to Audible, and Audible were really interested for a year, and then they went, actually, we don't think we want it. And it was going to be the first of a series, and we never made the series because we were having our chains jerked for so long. And some of you will have heard it before because we put it out as a rabbit hole podcast, but a lot of you won't. So after 11, we're going to play a documentary. It's only about half an hour long, I think, that me and Catherine made where I go and hang out with Gary Glitter fans. Okay, I go and hang out with Gary Glitter fans who are still really, really into Gary Glitter, despite the fact that Gary Glitter, Paul Gadd, is a child rapist and is still in prison right now for raping children. And I think it's really timely with the whole R. Kelly thing that we've been talking about, with the Michael Jackson thing that we've been talking about. And we'll have, if you want to join in, you'd be welcome to have a little conversation about, can you separate art from the artist? Should we, you know, completely scrub these musicians out of musical history? These artists, it's not just music. Should we forget? Anyway, so we're going to do that. But then I was thinking, well, wouldn't it be nice if we went and did a few more things? And I've got a couple of ideas of you know, things where I'd like to go and spend a day or a night or a weekend, you know, with groups of people and record it and then bring it back. And I don't have the technical skills. So, Catherine, I would love it if you'd edit it for me into a nice little 30-minute, 40-minute, hour-long, whatever it warrants, little package, you know, a little documentary. And then I was thinking, well, wouldn't it be great if me and Kath did some together If I did some on my own, and I enjoyed listening to you so much last week, so much, it was a thrill. It really was. It was funny, and it was great. So I said, "Well, Kath, it'd be great if you went out and did some on your own." And then we came up with a kind of couple of ideas mm-hmm. in the car down to Brighton, and one of them is, and you can tell me if you've made any progress on this, is I want to hear you on a porno set.
Yeah.
While they're making a porno.
It's going to happen.
Is it happening? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes! I didn't know that! Oh, that is brilliant, is it?
Yeah, we're talking about schedules.
Yes!
So,
or
yeah.
schedules.
No, schedules.
Okay.
In this country.
Okay. Well, I embrace America.
Okay.
Because I've not been to a porno site, and as a sex addict, I think it would probably be slightly triggering, but I've heard a version of me doing those things. And I've heard John Ronson on a porn shoot. I've heard Louis Theroux. I haven't heard a woman on a porn shoot. Someone pointed out on Twitch that apparently Ruby Wax has done one.
Yeah, but we're quite different characters.
Very different. And you know, I think Theroux and Ronson, I think I share similarities. So it's happening, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, mate!
Once the kids go back to school, obvs.
Oh, yeah.
I can't really take them.
bring a child to work day. That's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be brilliant.
So we're going to do things like that. So if you have any ideas of... Don't tweet and at. Phone in. Let's make this a phone-in show, please,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, what we don't want is for you to at people no. who you're suggesting, because then it gets a bit awkward if we don't take you
and
up
also,
on it.
Don't even tweet. Don't even tweet it. We're trying to knock Twitter on the head. It's a phone-in show. I don't want to go all... Who's that old racist on BBC Local Radio?
Oh, what's his name? Not on there anymore, is he?
No, he got the boot at last. What's his name? Not Desmond Decker. Oh, I've been here 52 years. When I started, she told me we'd
what's
have
his name?
Richard.
We had mugs made up, didn't we? In a poster.
Richard.
What would... thingy do.
What was his name? The old guy. Now, when I started here,
oh, hang on,
52
I know, I have to look it up. Right.
Years ago.
Hang on.
What was his name?
His name was Richard Spendlove.
Richard Spendlove, right. But here's the thing, right? We do this from time to time, and we go off Twitter, and it's life is better, and shows are better when we go off Twitter. Twitter actually is quite a useful tool, even though it's rubbish. So don't tweet in stuff for the show. Phone up the show, 0344 499 1000. You can text as well if you want, 87222. Start with the word talk, I guess. Is that what they do? Mm-hmm. I never really do that.
Yeah.
25 pence plus your standard network rate. But phone in, guys, 0344 499 1000. So if you've got any suggestions of groups of people you would like us to spend the day with or activity. You know the kind of thing that we're going for. I'm trying to persuade... They don't all have to be sexual, by the way, obviously. But I am trying to persuade Catherine to go to a swingers party.
Oh.
Well, that's a better reaction than it got the other day when it was a definite no-no. Now it's got a sigh. Okay, we're making progress there. You can hear. We're making actual,
we're
real
not.
Progress there.
I'm just imagining the smell. God, bad enough working with you.
I don't smell of semen and fanny.
No, but what you smell of is bad enough.
One in the pink. Oh,
no,
03444991000. The late night alternative, dear listener, with myself, Ian Lee, and Catherine Boyle. Weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Some people, they love one another, they learn to... Who is that? Who's some people? Cliff Richards!
Yeah, do you remember he fell over singing that?
In the smoke?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Was it on the Roxy?
No, it wasn't the Roxy. Wasn't it Gloria Honeyford?
No, it wasn't. It was...
Yes, it was.
The Box.
The Boxy.
Was it the Roxy? It was the Roxy. Was
no,
there a thing called the Roxy?
There was a thing called the Roxy. Cliff Richard would not have been on the Roxy. That was for that's for young people. Look at you. Look at you. Hands away from the keyboard. Look at you, young lady. This is the problem with Britain at the moment.
I'm looking for facts.
We've had a conversation for 30 seconds and straight away you've gone to a computer to try and... Why don't we just have it out, like adults?
Because you don't know and I'm not sure, so I wanted to check.
Here's the question I need to ask the listeners. Right. Would a lion eat a cat? Would a lion eat a pussycat if it saw it? Because they are cousins, right? Now, for example, humans would not eat other humans, regardless of... hang on a second. Please let me get the idea out before you try and tear it apart.
I'm not, but I've had an idea myself.
For example, humans recognise other humans from whatever part of the world they're from, whatever colour, whatever creed, whatever gender, whatever. We recognise humans as humans. Cousins. I recognise people from Africa as my cousins. My ancestors, we all came from Africa. I'm sorry, white guys. We all came from Africa. If you chase it back far enough. But would a lion recognise, for example, the cat that's getting on my nerves the most at the moment, Lucky, because I think she's living with another family in the caravan park behind our house. I think that's what she's doing. One of my kittens is staying out a lot of the time and not eating her food when I put it down for her. And smelling of fags. So
is
she's
she?
either smoking.
Yeah.
Or she's living with a smoker.
No, the kids vape these days.
What the hell is going on? So, but would if I had a lion kept in the garden and Lucky went out, would the lion just look at it and go, oh, that's my cousin, I'm hungry, but it's a cousin. I wonder when the time dinner is. Or would it go, wow, dear, hum, and have it? What would it do? What would it do? This is the question. We need a veterinarian. We need an animal expert. We need, you know, one of those boring people that's really into nature to call in and tell us, would a lion eat a cat?
My feeling on the matter?
Yeah.
It would get it munched.
I don't think it would. I think there is something... 03444991000, by the way. I think there is something genetic within... within the genes. Oh God! I think there's something genetic within the genes of the animals that they would recognise a kinship, a certain kinship.
One word for you, mate.
Yes, sir.
Cannibal.
What about it?
Well, they ate people.
Yeah, they ate people, but they made a conscious decision. It wasn't like. Oh, we are...
Don't do the voice.
Okay, thank you for that warning. I appreciate that. Oh, we... here comes a white person. I don't know what colour cannibals are. I'm in a real...
No, you're probably right.
I'm in a real racial minefield here, and I wish I could just back out of it.
They used to call the white man the long pig, didn't they?
Okay, fine. Okay, well, in that case, I'm not being racist. Black people eat white people.
Black people or brown people.
Okay. Not all of them, obvs.
No, but you know these Polynesian tribes, they were always munching.
These
like,
Polynesian
explorers.
Tribes coming over here, eating our clerics.
I think the explorers were asking for it though.
I don't think they were.
Yeah.
But even the Polynesian tribe would have recognised the what's the word I'm looking for? Baptist missionary. Even the Polynesian tribes would have recognised the missionary as one of their own, as a human being. Although saying that, when the Dutch and the Spanish went to America, they didn't recognise the Native American as human. They thought they were animals.
Yeah.
When we went to Australia, we didn't recognise the Aboriginal as human beings. We looked at them as animals. So maybe a lion would eat a pussycat. I think we've solved that one. I think we've
crossed
it
off then, please.
That is crossed off the... Hey, by the way, happy birthday. You know whose birthday is today? Let's get the royal seal of approval.
Hip hip hip.
There we go. That's and I'm gonna get you a recording from his actual 65th birthday party. This is a recording from his 65th birthday party. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's can you guess whose birthday it is? It's earlier today. Here we go. There we go, that's it. Who's 65 years old today? Hoo-yah!
Is it Jackie Chan? Hoo-yah! Is it?
Hoo-yah!
Hoo-yah.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. That's the worst. I'm sorry, I'm getting audio hijacked so I can nick it. Hang on a minute. That's the worst effect I've ever had.
Hoo-yah!
Yes, Jackie Chan, that really made me laugh. That's the worst sound effect. Let's hear the rest of these sound effects. I've typed in Kung Fu sound effects.
Right.
Hoo-yah! Oh,
no.
Hoo-wah!
No. Someone's head being rammed into a gong.
Hang on, there's another minute. That's fist hand stop. There we go. Kung Fu clothes, hits and clothing sounds. These really are riveting. It's almost like being in ancient China. There we go. Let's start. You should try and make... Female grunts. Sounds like he's trying to squeeze one out. There he goes. It's out. Sometimes, you know, it's... And that was it. That was it. Wow. Incredible scenes there. Absolutely incredible scenes. Incredible.
They didn't get the chucks out, though, did they?
They did not get the chucks out. Get your chucks out.
That's what I want to hear. I want to hear a bit...
I'll bring my chucks in one day.
No, I don't want to hear yours.
Yeah.
No, because I'm liable to get them around the ear hole.
I recorded that. This is. I'm good at this now at computers. So I'm going to record. I've recorded that. That was today. That is going. Where's me hotkeys? No one. Here's the thing. No one even. Oh balls! Bugger it. Put that there. Put that on there. Bear with me, guys. Actually, we can get rid of that because she doesn't call anymore. Well, she called you when I was off. I shouldn't have been allowed.
Well,
she's banned.
Deal with it, mate.
I dealt with it by lodging a formal complaint. Edit. Here we go.
Hoo-yah! Hoo-yah!
So ask me...
That's the noise that Ian makes. If I ever have the misfortune to be wandering around his house when he's hidden himself...
Yeah, it's my house. Do what I want.
Yeah, no, but yours...
Hoo-yah!
I get catoed.
Let's go to Rhythmic Paul. Good evening, Rhythmic Paul. Hello?
Good evening, Madame Monsieur.
Hoo-yah! Hoo-yah! Hoo-yah!
What can we do for you?
Hi!
Oh. What can we do for you?
Hoo-yah! Hoo-yah! Hoo-yah!
Hang on a minute.
Hoo-yah!
Oh, hang on, no, stop.
Hoo-yah!
No, stop.
Hoo-yah!
Stop. Right, hang on. All right, listen. Will you, Kung Fu master, just... Bugger off! Take your kung fu away with you. We're not interested. Oh, hang on, I've broken the kung fu man. Hang on.
Oh God.
Hoo-yah! Hoo-yah!
As I'm going down
Hoo-yah!
The street.
Hoo-yah!
Oh, get out of here! Go on.
Clear
off. You bloody mystic Shaolin monk, get out of here! Hang on, there's another one.
Hoo-yah!
Oi, you.
Hoo-yah!
Get stuff.
Hoo-yah!
Go on.
Pay
that away, you bloody open-handed ancient martial arts. Get out of here. Sorry about that, Paul. I do apologise, Paul. What can we do for you this evening?
Well, I called in to comment on... I can't even remember, because you always left-foot me when I come on the air.
No, that's unfair, mate. You just haven't got the skills. Hang on a minute. Oh, no, hang on. Oh. There's some kids.
Oh, they're very nimble.
It's the bloody Spy Kids. Get out of here. Get back to Tony Flags. Go on, get out of here. And your brother. Okay, that was fun for about 12 seconds, 5 minutes ago. Yes, Paul, what can we do for you? Please get to the point, Paul. Please, I'm begging you, sir.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Firstly, what you were saying about your show in the past 3 years and all of that,
yeah.
I beg to differ. You have not been failing.
I don't think I used the word failing.
Where does failing come from? Why is it so bad?
That's quite harsh. I didn't use the word failing.
Why is it failing?
I don't know. He thinks we're failing. This guy thinks we're failing. I don't want to talk to him now. What a rude man.
What do you mean by that?
What's this failing stuff? What are you talking about?
Well, forgive me if I
miss my... Off with his head!
Oh, I can't stop it. I can't stop the echo. If you gave an infinite number of Alan Caddicks an infinite number of typewriters, that would be a waste of typewriters, is all I can say.
Absolutely. You've not been failing. You've absolutely not been failing.
Who's been said failing?
I don't know.
Have you been said failing?
No, if he says it again, I'm going to karate chop him.
I'm going to travel up to Glasgow, where we're doing a show soon, guys, which he's not coming to, despite...
I'm coming.
Have you got a ticket?
I bought two tickets.
I thought you were doing a pop classical concert.
So you're playing your drums and that.
I am, but I'm coming afterwards.
Oh.
Okay, well, we might not... I'm taking up the new policy of we don't allow any latecomers into the auditorium after the way we were treated in Brighton by some drunks.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, back to the failing.
I'll be wearing shiny shoes as well.
Oh,
anyway.
Shiny shoes, you say. In that case, you like that, you win.
Exactly. No, I'm very excited for what is to come. Because, you know, you guys on a bad day is still full glory.
Why do you hate me?
I forgot about that.
I should get rid of that one.
And on the topic of artists and separating them from their art...
Yes.
May I give a classical music perspective, please?
Oh, please do,
yes. I bet that's the right old pervert
there.
Yes,
dude, because this is what I want to do. Because part of the reason I think we're failing, didn't use that word, is that we were too lowbrow. I want to go highbrow now. Mm-hmm. So let's get Paul on to talk about, you know, the Ponzi violins and stuff. Go on, yeah.
Well, Richard Wagner, back in the day...
didn't he murder his wife? Didn't he push her off a boat? I'm thinking of Robert Wagner.
Possible.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm thinking of Robert Wagner, heart to heart. I'm so sorry. Yes, carry on, Paul.
Famously anti-Semitic, and, you know, committed pen to paper and wrote some fairly nasty things. His music was adopted by Hitler as kind of, you know, the underpinning propaganda music for his whole effort. And yet, I've had the privilege, fairly rare privilege, of being able to, you know, play the Ring 6 times.
Wow.
Four operas.
Your missus must really love you.
Stop it!
What was it, birthdays and stuff?
All the time. What is it? Four operas.
Child.
It's close to 16 hours worth of music.
Yes.
It's a big play, so they say.
Corny. Stop it. Dirty pervert. Don't bring me into this.
Right, okay. It's not live news, is it, Amy? Because I think we might be very, very late for the news. While the anti-Semite Paul continues to try and justify his horrendous, horrible, obnoxious, racist views. Carry on, Paul.
Yeah. The music is spectacular. The whole entity that makes up, you know, the Ring of the Nibelung is extraordinary. Because he created a theatre. To maximise the effect of the music, which still exists in Bayreuth, and the waiting list is like I think a decade long or something. The whole thing is extraordinary, and for me, irrespective of the fact that he had some dubious views, people should still have the opportunity to experience that amazing creation.
Paul, listen, it's very interesting. We will talk about this a bit more. I am very late for the news. Always lovely to talk to you, my friend. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.